USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging members of his own party to be on the right side of history and vote yes tonight on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
The top Democrat in the House of Representatives says his party is united in supporting the debt ceiling bill that will be coming up for a vote, even though some Democrats said they'll vote no.
But I'm going to support the legislation that is on the floor, and that I support it without hesitation, reservation, or trepidation.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries also praised President Biden for holding the line in those negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The White House has denounced a recent incident in the South China Sea involving a Chinese fighter jet's unsafe and unprofessional maneuver. The Pentagon released a video capturing the Chinese jet flying perilously close to an American plane, prompting concerns about potential risks and escalating tensions. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby labeled the move as highly dangerous, emphasizing the need for responsible conduct to ensure regional stability. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce that he's running. The planned demolition of an Iowa apartment building has been put on hold.
The decision comes as five people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse on Sunday. That came after officials previously said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. A ninth survivor was found on the fourth floor of the building in Davenport on Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Job openings in the U.S. are on the rise. New government data released today shows there were 10.1 million job openings in April. It's the first increase after three straight months of declines. Be prepared. That's the word from President Biden today as we enter hurricane and wildfire season.
And last year, hurricanes and other extreme weather events here in the United States caused over $165 billion in damage.
He added wildfires have destroyed an area almost as large as the state of Maryland. Biden said money is coming to help the National Forest Service through his Investing in America agenda. A bill is being introduced in Congress to help regulate concert ticket sales.
The Boston Swift Act, named after Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, was introduced by New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. and Frank Pallone Jr. They hope the legislation will bring transparency and regulation to an industry they say is badly corrupted. It would look at hidden fees, buyer protection, and fake websites, among other issues that Springsteen and Swift, along with their fans, complained about. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Air New Zealand plans to introduce passenger weight surveys by asking travelers to step on a digital scale during check-in. The initiative aims to gather data on weight load and distribution for planes. To respect privacy, the airline assures that the collected data will remain anonymous, as not everyone may feel comfortable disclosing their weight. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.